Welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan. I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today's topic is one that most of us listening have partaken in at some point or another. Sometimes some early, sometimes a little later. Maybe some of us have passed this on to our kids. We're going to be talking today about Sesame Street. Do you like Sesame Street?
I watched a lot of Elmo's World as a kid.
You did.
But not a lot of Sesame Street. Or I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, for those of you that are new, or if you're coming back for the 40th episode in the middle of a road trip, we just want to talk about how this episode is going to work. We're going to give you 15 questions of Sesame Street trivia in three rounds of five questions each. And each round that goes by, the questions are going to get a little tougher. So this first round of questions, we call...
The Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots, yeah. These are the easiest questions we can throw at you about Sesame Street. So here we go. Question one. What color is Elmo?
I'm staring at three red things in this room. I just said the answer. Red.
Red. All right. Red is correct. So before Elmo got his official name of Elmo in 1980, he was just a background puppet, and he was known by the puppeteers as Baby Monster or Little Red. That's what they called him sometimes too, before he got the name Elmo. So you did probably watch Elmo most out of all the Sesame Streets. It was
Elmo's World.
Elmo's World. Yep. Yeah, you spent a lot of time on Elmo's World. Question two. Where does Oscar the Grouch live?
A trash can.
He lives in a trash can. That is correct. Now, even though his trash can looks tiny from the outside, Oscar claims that it has a built-in swimming pool, a bowling alley, and a farm on the inside.
It's a trash can.
Maybe it leads to another dimension, in which case he has all the space in
maybe
the world.
Maybe it's the Sesame Street backrooms.
The Sesame Street backrooms is very well a possibility.
You just saw that movie.
I did just see that movie. Yep. Question three. What are the names of the two famous roommates who are best friends? One loves rubber duckies and the other loves paper clips.
Elmo and Clippy from Microsoft.
Elmo and Clippy from Microsoft is very creative and very, very wrong. The answer we're looking for is Bert and Ernie.
Which ones are those ones?
Bert and Ernie are the, like, well, I think Bert is a tall, yellow, skinny guy, and Ernie is more of like a shorter, more rounded, orange-looking guy. And Ernie is the guy who sings, "Rubber Ducky, you're the one." So you know who I'm talking about now?
Yep.
Yep. So Rubber Ducky actually became a real-world hit. It climbed all the way to number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts in 1970.
A song about rubber duckies that's like a minute and a half long.
Yep, yep. Pretty wild. Question four. What giant main character stands over 8 feet tall and lives on Sesame Street?
Big Bird.
Big Bird is correct. So Big Bird is officially 8 feet 2 inches tall.
Wow.
So I read about Big Bird that one of the puppeteers has to like basically have their hand all the way outstretched of like their arm fully extended above their head. And that is what does Big Bird's head and mouth. So it's like basically someone in there. The entire time Big Bird is on the stage, that person's head, hand, and arm are fully extended the whole way just to do the arm and the mouth. Pretty crazy. Big Bird's a puppet. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh. I've seen a really like funny like clip of Big Bird like knocking down a door and then like falling over because the head's so big. And it's like, the suspense is building. The door's knocking. Don't, don't. When he falls over.
Question 5. What is the name of the pink magical fairy in training who can fly?
Linkerbell.
Linkerbell is incorrect. The answer we're looking for is Abby Kadabby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember Abby Kadabby? So I think these are pretty easy questions for those of us that are actually actively watching Sesame Street. These are pretty easy questions. These characters come up pretty often. But if it's been a while, you might have stumbled a few on those.
So. I watched Sesame Street like 6 years ago.
It was a lot of years ago, yeah. Well, and that does it for the Trivia Tots round. Emmett is doing okay. He's 3 for 5 so far, but that's all right. It was a long time ago. We're testing his memory. But these next few, now they're going to get a little more difficult. So hopefully you can keep up. This next round we call...
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question 6. What is the name of Elmo's pet goldfish?
Goldie.
Goldie the goldfish is always a good go-to for the name of a goldfish, but incorrect. The answer is, well, Wizard of Oz adjacent. Do you have a guess? Now that I gave you that hint.
Toto.
Oh, another good guess. Incorrect. Dorothy. Dorothy is That's Elmo's a weird name. Goldfish. Yep. Dorothy lives in a bowl in Elmo's world. And Elmo translates what her bubbles mean.
And she sits in the dresser, right?
Maybe. I guess I can't confirm nor deny that. I don't remember. Question 7. For the first 16 years of the show, the adults thought Mr. Snuffleupagus was imaginary. Who was the only character that could see him?
The count guy.
The count. That's a great answer because he's a vampire, right? Like, or at least we think he is. Kind of looks like a vampire, but...
He is a vampire.
Yeah.
He has vampire teeth.
He does, yeah. But that's incorrect. The only person who could see Mr. Snuffleupagus was Big Bird. Yep. And in 1985, the show creators finally let the adults see Snuffleupagus because... They didn't want the children to feel like adults wouldn't believe them if they didn't tell the truth. Because if you think about it, all the kids on watching Sesame Street could see him, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if Snuffleupagus wasn't actually like visible, then it kind of gives the impression that kids don't have to tell the truth. Does that make sense? Or that adults wouldn't believe them if they were saying, hey, I can see Snuffy. Like, and adults would be like, well, I can't. So you're lying. Like they didn't want that to happen. Question 8. What group of famous space-faring robots visited Sesame Street in 1980, resulting in one of them falling in love with a fire hydrant? I'll highlight a few things. 1980, space bots. Think about that. A pair of them. Who are the only space bots that you know?
I know a lot of space bots.
Okay. Give me the two most famous space bots that you know.
WALL-E.
Well, that is not one of them. Okay. Do you have a guess?
No.
All right. So the answer we are looking for is R2-D2 and C-3PO.
C-3PO falls in love with the fire hydrant.
Actually, R2-D2 did.
Oh.
R2-D2 being...
That makes more sense.
A little bit more like a trash can. R2-D2 spent a large part of the episode whistling and beeping affectionately at the New York fire hydrant. I kind of want to go look this up now. Question 9. How many fingers does Cookie Monster have on each hand?
Four
is a logical answer, but incorrect.
What?
Believe it or not, most of the characters on Sesame Street have four fingers, except for Cookie Monster. He has five. He's just got like a normal hand.
I really want to hit something right now.
He's one of the only ones with five fingers.
Who else?
I don't know. I don't have a list.
The guests.
Yes, they all do. You're right. Question 10. What country music star known as the Man in Black famously sang a song with Oscar the Grouch on a guest appearance?
Will Smith.
Country music star Will Smith.
Wait, no.
Give me another guess. Do you have another guess? Think classic country.
John Denver.
John Denver is a great guess. So unfortunately, John Denver is incorrect. He is not known as the Man in Black.
Wait, I don't know anything about country.
That's okay. So the answer we're looking for is Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash, he's kind of known as the Man in Black. That's like his nickname. And so they actually brought him out to sing a song called Nasty Dan. And Oscar the Grouch was like the song's called Nasty Dan. He was like grumbling, but he was delighted. And they introduced him as Johnny Trash instead of Johnny Cash. And that's going to do it for the Mind Move Around. That was a rough one. The lad's getting kicked around a little bit by these ones. These are hard questions, right?
Yeah, you made them too.
These are a little difficult. Yeah.
And remember, I watched Sesame Street 5 eons ago.
Eons ago.
If you don't know what eon means, that means a million.
Yes.
So I watched Sesame Street 5 million years ago.
5 million. Well, folks... Hopefully you at home and in the car have been doing just as well. But now we're going to crank up the difficulty up to 11 with the toughest questions I could find for Sesame Street trivia. So here we go with...
The Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. Question 11. What is Cookie Monster's real first name?
Diabetes.
Diabetes. I do want to say yes, that's correct, but it is incorrect. The answer is Sid. That's it. It doesn't have like a last name or anything. It's just Sid. So in an episode in 2004, the Cookie Monster revealed that he had ever tasted a cookie, his name was Sid. So, yep. Interesting. We didn't learn about his first name until 2004.
24 years after the show launched, right? 25?
Something like that. Question 12. Who was the very first celebrity guest star to ever appear on Sesame Street in 1969? I'll give you a hint. think in the same realm as the space duo bots.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones is correct. Good job. Yeah, I had to give you a little hint on that one. That's okay. He was the voice of Darth Vader, too, for those of you that don't know who James Earl Jones is. Yep, and a Mufasa. He appeared in 1969, and he slowly and powerfully recited the alphabet, stopping dramatically after every letter, as I have. And if you think about James Earl Jones, that it would probably be the best recitation of the alphabet ever.
But you could fall asleep to that.
You probably could. Question 13. How many United States first ladies have made official guest appearances on Sesame Street?
Four.
Four is correct.
I'm assuming Michelle Obama.
She's one of them.
Hillary Clinton.
She's two.
Some of the years.
I can't. I don't know.
I
only know the four names. And you got two of the four. Any other guesses?
Mary Todd?
Lincoln? Yeah, no. Barbara Bush.
Oh.
Yep, that is the wife to George H.W. Bush, and Laura Bush, who is wife to George W. Bush. Yep. So the Bush wives, Hillary Clinton, and Michelle Obama have all visited Sesame Street. Question 14. In 1976, Big Bird ran for the office of United States President. What political party was Big Bird a part of? I'll give you a hint. It's not real.
Of course it's not real. It's Sesame Street running for president.
They wouldn't pick a side, I don't think.
I don't know.
Take a stab at it. Something bird related.
The Constitutional Flyer.
Good guess. Incorrect. The Big Bird... What ran for president under the Feather Party ticket. And that was to celebrate America's bicentennial year. So what do you know a bicentennial is?
200 a year. Yep.
So that was 50 years ago this year that he ran for president. I feel like we should have Big Bird run for president again. I think he could actually probably win.
Yeah,
he'd be the most popular candidate right now for sure.
Bicentennial.
I don't remember what this is called. I'm not sure. And finally, question number 15. What is the name of Sesame Street's first autistic Muppet character introduced in 2015?
I don't know.
He does not know. Her name is Julia. Julia. Now, she was actually introduced the year you were born, which is kind of cool. I actually do remember when this happened. And it's cool because Julia's puppeteer, her name is Stacy Gordon. She is the mother of an autistic son. And so she can actually bring a lot of authentic life experience to the character as being the puppeteer and kind of knows a little bit about that world. So that's pretty cool. And I think it's important that everybody be represented, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I think that's really cool. All right, folks. And that's going to close the book on Sesame Street trivia. We probably could label this one extra difficult Sesame Street trivia. But yeah, those of you who are actively watching it probably got a couple more than we did. But yeah, this was tough. So thank you so much for tuning in. And if you want to leave us a 5-star review on whatever app you're listening on, we would really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on social media at DadLadTrivia on Instagram and on Facebook. Any final thoughts, lad, on Sesame Street?
It was fun.
It was fun. Even though you didn't get a whole lot right, it was still a good time. Did you learn something?
Yeah, but Sesame Street is something I wouldn't get a grade on.
You know what? In the grade of life, you would get an A for Sesame Street. This is good. I learned a lot just by going through the Sesame Street stuff too. So, well, thank you so much for tuning in this week and each and every week, folks. We wouldn't do it without your support. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Alligators.